The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me, as always, are my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, fellas?
Living the dream. And we're rocking and rolling.
Somebody's dream. Weird comes out. Good day, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Either a dream or a nightmare.
Episode 55. Five.
Double nickel. Do you remember driving down the highway seeing the double nickel speed limit signs, though?
I remember Ohio and
forever.
Killing us.
And split speed limits, and these trucks still had to do 55. Oh, my God.
Apparently, you guys ain't been to California lately because it's the same.
Still
out
there. That way?
Well, still 55.
That's fine. They can just, they can have it.
I went out there to Fontana. Yeah, it's Fontana.
Yeah.
For Riley. And that's when I found out I was over height on a van trailer of almost, 1310 with my truck.
4 inches, 5 inches.
What's that? Well, I would go through the scale and then had that because I got them cameras that
I know, yeah,
and dump my airbags. And then you even dump the airbags, I was like 13.7. But close enough. You dump the airbags at 70 mile an hour and it's the drive shafts are growl out from the damn thing. Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? Gosh dang it. The good news is the speed limits are higher. The bad news is our company is turning down our truck.
Hey, guess what? My pickup still goes as fast as I want it to go.
Yeah.
Not as fast as you can. No, see, as fast as you want.
For we no, truck
I drive like an old man, dude. I'm serious. People blow by me all day long, and I'm like,
then why do you?
When did this start?
Why are you so mean to people driving?
Oh, I get road rage like motherfucker. I'm sorry, but God dang it.
Take him out of the truck.
And down here, you can carry a gun anywhere. And I stopped carrying mine because I would shoot a son of a bitch. I'll tell you right now. Oh, my God. The way some of these people drive around here, it's just there's a two-lane road. That center stripe don't mean shit. They drive on the right down the middle.
So if somebody's coming at you and he's drifted over a little bit, you
drifted. They don't drift. They are in your lane coming at you head on down here.
Yeah, but they're not in your lane when you get there, are they?
Huh?
They're not there when you get there, are they?
Last second. Where you're almost thinking, should I be in his lane? Yeah, it's terrible. They are terrible in this.
By the way, guys, did you go out and buy your lottery ticket today? Because one of three of us is going to win this $1 million.
So many people at work have been pooling and stuff. We spent $400 a couple of times on tickets and hit like $22. You know, like, yeah, that's bad arithmetic.
I did.
I'm tired of buying the winning ticket week after week after week. And then the lottery.
Are you getting that $2 winner too?
Yeah. I Well, no, I go and buy the winning ticket. It just, whatever, nobody's telling them about it, apparently.
Nobody's telling
them. it's up there in ridiculous money again.
They keep showing videos here now of people that have hit the big ones in the past, and where are they now, and what, you know, how much do they still have
left? Next look for them. I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, there's a few of them out there. There's one, it was a guy in, he was a farmer or something, and they showed what he'd done, and he raised some money for the fire department where he used to work, and you know helped out the community and stuff. But he had a garage with all sorts of classic cars that he bought, and I'm like, hey, kudos.
I was listening to the Dave Ramsey show one time, and this guy calls in and is talking about we won the lottery and we haven't told our family. None of the kids or nobody knows it. Nope. And they're going, oh, well, was it a little lottery? And he goes, no, it was like $120 million. He goes, well, how long ago did you do this? And he goes, well, it's been 5 years now, and we haven't changed anything.
No way.
And haven't sold the kitchen. And he going,
you just need that a little fancier and take more vacations.
We don't really know how to, we don't really just want to give him this money because, you know.
Then don't.
I'm like, well, we used some cold-ass people 5 years with $100 million. We're just living our normal life. And
give me that pack of hot dogs there at Kroger. Come on.
You know. Hey, Steve, you know what? See Bill's head right there? See mm-hmm. right there, them brick lines right there? Wouldn't that be a good lineup to put a bunch of clocks up there?
That's my plan.
Well, you know, didn't he buy a bunch of clocks?
I think he did. Yeah, I think he had a bunch of truck clocks. And
Dave helped me out with the conceptual design to set up a thing to hang him back there behind me.
East time zone.
Yeah, I had to loan him my masonry bits so he can drill into the concrete there and mount them clocks so they look all straight. Yes,
drill into those.
I think it'll be two-sided tape, Dave.
That are definitely not.
Two-sided Velcro. Tape. That would Velcro. Even work better. Yeah, I didn't think of that. I was going to give him the mason bits
and let
him
on the other side to hold the brick to the wall first. Though.
It's definitely real bricks and not a tablecloth type
material. No, not at all. Love it.
It sure does help.
I like his microphones back there, and he's got one of our cups up there, and he's on the air right now, so he probably ought to shut up about his background. Well,
he might be on the air, but I'm on Dave.
You're on Dave? Yeah. Man, you've been riding my ass all day. If I could get one made and
lit up like that, I'd have that on it.
Riding my ass all day? What can I say?
Pulling his hair. I pulled it so much, it's gone.
It's gone. I mean, Bill's even got a lamp back there he could turn on, we can see. We need to get him a three fat trucker lampshade.
We need to get him to do like them gals are doing on the TikTok. They put the light behind their dress.
And you see they can see
the roast beef sandwich hanging there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't think anybody on earth wants to see that. And I don't want them to see it.
Look like a caterpillar with two birds foul of fucking nest.
Well,
wasn't that the old joke? Grandpa's at the cookout and look over, he's got a nut hanging out of his shorts. He said, Grandpa, you got a bird out of the nest. And he shoved that nut up his back in his short pant leg and one pop out the other side.
Well, I'm not there yet, but.
No. It's been 2 weeks. What do you guys think of? How was the truck show? Did you have a good time this year?
Oh, man. You know, you leave something like that and you vibrate from it for about 3 or 4 days.
My biggest thing was seeing new people, other people out there that's on the social media and stuff coming over. Hey, we're going to check you guys out. We really appreciate that.
Like we all followed them and seen them around. They didn't know that they actually knew who we were. And
well, and every one of them, first thing they say is the name draws you in right away.
Yeah.
You can't walk by and not see. What is that?
Some guy goes, I don't know who the marketing guy is you hired for that, but boy, that's a perfect name.
It's just an old barbecue guy trying to get hot girls out in front to sell his ribs.
That's all that was.
That's what he used to tell us, wasn't it? You put the young, good-looking girls out front, draw them in to buy stuff.
Everybody come up.
Ready to happen for us, too, one of these days.
Everybody comes up and goes, how come I come to your booth and I never see you? All I see is them women out front. Because if you come up to my booth, see me, I wouldn't sell anything.
I think he answered his own question. He came up to my booth because I had the feeling.
That's right. And we used to take Vadai and onions and just chop them all up and cook them
just
up
the smell. On the grill. Oh, don't be giving out all your
secrets. And people would be going, oh, man, you smell them things. We'd throw them away. Nobody ate them, but we just kept cooking them all day because it draw people in. You know, the good old tips of
I'd be making some big old thing of French onion soup or something.
What'd you think of my potato idea? That ain't a bad idea, is it?
I've seen like a thousand since then, dude.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
They're popping them out, yeah.
Well, because there's everybody's doing everything. I've never seen a trailer set up with just...
It's like called a spud wagon? Shit with
potatoes. Spud wagon.
I've went to weddings before where they've did a buffet that's...
Yeah, they do.
It's not as expensive as you'd think, and people like it.
People do baked potato bars all the time anymore.
Yeah. I've never seen one.
Oh, Spud White. Yeah. You can make tacos. You can make anything Taco you make.
Cheese,
you just throw it on top.
I get it. I've never seen it in practice, and it sounds like it would be really good. It looks good.
Yep.
All the ideas that people would come up with if you gave them everything. I mean, what's not good on a baked potato?
Nothing. I can't remember. Well, wasn't it Wendy's years ago? It used to put the broccoli and cheese, the chili. You could order a lot of baked potatoes. I mean,
yeah, baked potatoes. Yeah.
My free preview ended of the ball game, them sons of guns.
Oh. Did you win, lose, draw?
It's 16-23 right now. So I can still watch the score, though. Screw you people.
I bet we could figure out a way to get you to watch that game.
Yeah.
All
we got to do is
send me your Cinemax link. Damn it. My legs cramping. I'm getting Charlie Horse.
Cinemax?
I do have HBO Max.
I do too.
Back off the iced tea a little bit there, brother, and I'll take them cramps away.
Is that what it is?
There ain't no iced tea.
No, but you drink the shit out of it, don't you?
No.
Well,
that's how I got rid of it.
Well, we got any news or anything? What do we got?
Yeah, we got a little bit of news.
He dug through the trash, found a little bit there, it looks like.
Yeah, one. Teenagers. Yeah, that's what I should have said.
Teenagers
arrested for throwing rock, smashing CMV windshield. CMV.
So what's a CMV windshield? Why didn't you say semi?
That's one of them commercialized vehicles.
Isn't that kind of like saying the DOT and the guy says, I don't blouse, no.
Yeah, that was some pretentious shit, wasn't it?
No, it's when you talk DOT. I'm not a DOT officer.
I don't blouse, no.
I'm a commercial motor vehicle officer. Right.
Well, yeah, whatever, dude. So
blouse, no.
DOT. Yeah. All right. So this is from CDL Life on April 5th, 2024. That's awfully new, Dave.
Well, I just did it yesterday.
Wow. Canadian.
It's surprising police when I can get home, you know.
Exactly. Canadian police recently arrested and charged two teens for throwing a rock at a passing truck. At 9 p.m. on March 30th, police respond to a call about rocks being thrown at vehicles near Matagami River Bridge in Smooth Rock Falls, Ontario. OPP Northeast Region reports that a thrown rock shattered the window of a CMV traveling on Highway 11. And CMV, for the uninitiated, for the unwashed masses, means commercial vehicle, I suppose.
Big truck.
Commercial motor vehicle.
Yes.
Okay, police were able to identify two 14-year-olds as the rock-throwing suspects. Those bastards. The teens were arrested and charged with mischief. I hereby charge you with mischief and tomfoolery.
That's from a movie, dude. I'm trying to think where it was. I heard that.
Oh, but this is Canada, so...
It's Canada, them guys.
Hold on.
Hey.
Come on, Bill. You should better add on that.
A single A or progress anywhere on here. What may seem like a harmless prank can quickly escalate into a life-threatening situation, not just for drivers and passengers, but also for the perpetrators themselves. OPP warned, right, because I'm going to get out of my truck and I'm going to put
OPP.
A 357 round in your ass.
Or take your tire thumper with your hook on it to pull
the fish. I'll tell you what, I've used that sucker.
Shit out of that thing.
I'll tell you what, I took it with me doing some mushroom hunting, and it will beat the shit out of a snake.
You know, we're making jokes about this article here, but people have died.
Oh, well,
these things.
Go back to the 70s. We had a real bad Teamster strike, and scabs were driving, and there was a lot of people throwing bricks off of overpasses.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Halloween time, them kids throw pumpkins off all the friggin' time. You go up there to Detroit, it's hell night up there, and you don't want to go up there during Halloween because they're throwing anything off of a bridge at trucks.
Dave, the mother of all pickup trucks in this damn.
Well, I was
grilling a tailgate. That's all. It's the same.
No, I mentioned it. I was telling Dave the other day on the phone that
they got Fords like this too.
I saw one time, I can't remember for the life of me, I still can't remember what I was doing in a Chevy dealer, but they had one of these things sitting on the showroom floor, and it was, and it's a 2018 Silverado Cheyenne edition C10, and this thing looks like they took a 1970 Silverado, yeah, and put a modern interior in it. That's the only way I can describe
it. And made it four door because, well, in the 70s we had no four door.
The cab itself is just like a newer model.
Yeah, from
it's
okay,
just the grill and the bed are different, and the tailgate are different.
Just go ahead and read the story; it explains the whole thing.
Yeah,
but I did this for you, Bill, because we were talking about.
I want this truck bad, dude.
They got Fords just like that too.
I know, man. Ford did some of their old retro stuff too.
They all did a couple like that.
2018 Chevy Silverado C10 Revival up for sale. Okay.
That's where you got it out.
Just buy it, Bill.
This is from Jonathan Lopez. Where'd you get the article from?
I don't remember. Off the internet. We'll go with that.
Okay. Off that internet thing. Now.
Internet thing, off, you know.
One of them are internets.
Yeah.
During an old school pickup truck. Okay, driving an old school pickup truck can be a lot of fun, but when switching between something new and old, it quickly becomes obvious just how far auto technology has come in the last several decades. Ride quality, engine power, in-cab technology all show their age in older models. However, this 2018 Chevy Silverado looks to be the best of both worlds, combining classic looks with modern underpinnings. And I'm going to go ahead and share.
Keep scrolling down. Oh, you're going to share this page?
I want to share the... yeah, you're going to want to check this out on the YouTube, folks, because this thing is just sex on wheels.
The poor listeners on podcasts are going, what are they talking about? What's this?
Yeah, go check out the YouTube for this one, because I'm going
to go to the show notes. You'll find it.
We might even put this on the website. Oh, man. Recently posted for sale, this 2018 Chevy Silverado was inspired by the 1972 Chevy C10, but retains all the modernized equipment of a 2018 model year vehicle. For example, the engine is listed as a naturally aspirated 5.3 liter V8 L83, which is rated at 355 horsepower at 5,600 RPM and 383 pound feet of torque at 4,100 RPM from the factory.
That looks like the front of my Nova. I had a 72 Nova, and it looks just like the front of that.
Just look at it looks like they got the dies down off the cantilever to make the old 72 hood and the bumper and an actual bumper. Yeah.
So then the next picture you got the,
and then,
and then you look at the interior. but that's what you would expect, right?
Right.
Yeah. The engine connects to I would have thought better if they'd have put a bench seat there. That we, you know what I mean? That we
kind of hard. Yeah, because it took two of you to drive that back in the day. You always had your girl right beside you, remember?
Yeah, that's right. You just snuggle up to her.
Yeah.
Put your arm around her.
You had the three in the tree, grabbing the four on the floor, right?
The engine connects to a 6-speed automatic gearbox and drives a 4x4 drivetrain, while the interior is listed as including all the modern infotainment goodies expected of the 2018 model year, including the 8-inch infotainment screen, navigation, Chevrolet MyLink radio, remote keyless entry, heated seats, steering wheel controls, and automatic dual zone climate control. However, on top of all this modernity, we find a thick slab of retro, old-school styled, inspired by second-generation 1972 Chevy C10 pickup. Up front, we spot a large rectangular grille with a squared mesh insert and polished trim. The bumper is also chrome, while the hood gains a prominent styling line running down the center. I am really
and round headlights.
This is this I am
the AC/DC little theme song that the guy starts playing in the hearing him in the background. Oh, I got a chubby.
What would we name
it? I wish I could find that.
You know, you could get this in the blue. You could get it in the orange. Red. They also had it in the red.
Yeah,
I might go with red just because I had a custom deluxe.
The blue's beautiful.
The blue is that dark navy blue. I see. If anybody goes on YouTube, they literally show this truck at many car dealerships and stuff in different colors, and it's called the Big Ten package, the Sierra 10 package.
So the Ford ones look pretty awesome too, though, I'll tell you.
And speaking of the pictures that we've got here, viewed in profile, we find this 2018 Chevy Silverado C10 Revival gets the classic two-tone paint treatment with orange and white. The result definitely demands attention, while white wheels wrapped in knobby rubber give it an appropriately rugged appearance. The rear bed includes orange lettering for the Chevrolet logo, plus more chrome, while the side lighting keeps it looking authentic.
Yeah, they don't have the bow tie on the back. It's got where it says Chevy.
Yeah.
No, it says Chevrolet.
All right.
That sounds French. Now, how in the hell could that be American?
American.
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 What kind of cheese you want? What kind of cheese you want in your sandwich?
American. Which I would argue is not cheese, but okay. Naturally, all this custom work doesn't come cheap, with the list price set and an eye-watering, or
spit in the bucket for you, Bill. Just
eye-widening
red and a blue
$150,000. Yeah, okay. The source for this was Max Motive.
It better have a vibrating seat that jiggles my balls.
Well, I did notice this custom truck. They went a little farther than most. Steve, if you remember, look at the wheels. Do you remember the old Jeeps when they first come out? All the Jeeps had the white spoke wheels just like that. Yeah. But there's several models of this they made in 18 that had the normal Chevy grill on the front, but they went with all the color package and on the bed.
I'm upset about is all the white spoke wheels I ever seen.
Yeah.
Always had a red and blue pinstripe on the lip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Every one. Because they're, they have American racing wheels.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, it's good looking for what it is. Oh,
it's good looking.
I'm not a Chevy guy, so.
I'm not a big Chevy guy either, but it's fun. I like it. I like that companies do this. It's.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned the Ford ones. I need to find a couple pictures of those. Those really caught my eye too.
I wonder if Jay Leno has this truck, you know, because he specializes in all
that. Did you see on Tic Tac that Fort Wayne there? He must have been in Fort Wayne because Rodney Carrington was there doing a concert, and on Rodney's page it says, "You never know who you're going to see in Fort Wayne, Indiana." And it's him and Jay Leno on the tarmac getting ready to get in the plane, shaking hands.
Huh.
So
I didn't know we had a tarmac in Fort Wayne.
On the runway.
I was thinking of the old tar pit in downtown LA. Well, I held our stories down a little bit this week because we were supposed to do the show just a little different this week, but we're going to have to pick it up and see how good of bullshitters we are.
How good at improvisation we are.
Yes. So.
Well, shit happens.
It is. The sun comes up. You never know what's going to bring us every day. Yeah. And walk that cramp off, Steve. It'll come right out.
Something. Uh-oh. So. We're losing him, kids.
Going once, going twice.
Yeah. Oh. I got to get this truck off.
I outdid myself today, I guess.
It's distracting.
What now?
This truck, I got to get off
the Bill's screen. Distracted a little bit.
Much.
All of a sudden, his screen's going to get all blurry.
Trim at the bottom.
I just noticed that. You don't remember that? And then the Chevy had that the yellow. Yeah, they used to do that.
Oh, my God.
And that was only the Sierras they did that with.
Okay, well.
Here's the Cheyennes.
Or, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Cheyennes.
Sierra was GMC.
Right.
That's what. God, that's what gets me too.
You know, one other thing.
Well, every company makes a models that we'll see. Now that since we have internet, we know there's other models that are only across seas from us. We can't get them because they make them there. They're not available here. They don't ship them here. They don't market them here. The one I keep looking for is the Ford Everest. It's like a full-size Bronco.
Right.
But then it's not here. It's in Australia.
So it's got the wrong drive.
I lived in Germany.
I wonder if this truck was made.
Models.
Was this truck made in Fort Wayne? Or do they have a special?
The doors open in a grassy field so the mice could get in it. You know what I'm talking about? You know,
yeah, we were making a joke about that the other day.
If everywhere they could store them while he's trying to get them chips.
If GM just
Kassad, I don't know how many were still with the hoods up, doors open.
Yeah.
In a grassy field. You know,
I feel like these they would wiring. Probably keep indoors.
Over at Kassad, they ended up putting stone down. And I just want them to give me all the stone they put down. They, I could resell it. They
crushed a shitload of them trucks.
So.
Yeah, them trucks, a bunch of them got crushed. Brand new.
I used to do that back when GM first came here in 88. I was working for a scrap dealership. And they would run a test line, run like 15, 20 trucks. And they would throw them on a trailer and bring them over and then stand there while I dropped magnet on it, crush them things. And then they would leave. And for some reason, the batteries were still new and the tires were still good. And the radios were still working.
There's lots of stuff like that. When we used to go in there off of Coliseum to the place that makes the license plates, they would watch you load them.
Oh, yeah.
Watch you pull out. Watch you lock it.
Yeah,
in his car and follow you over there. Or watch you unlock it. Watch you back in. Watch him pull it off and watch them grind them.
So Edie's ice cream used to follow us all the time because they would throw out a bunch of ice cream. There's nothing wrong with it, but by the time it got shipped to the destination, the expiration date would be done, and they would follow us to the landfill
downtown Anthony. Yeah. I got ice cream.
We got trailer loads of ice cream. We bring it out to the landfill, and the guy would watch you dump it, and he would drive down the hill, and everybody run over there and get the boxes that were laying on top, open them up, and get ice cream all day.
Fighting the seagulls away from it, but
yeah, that's true. Get away from me! This is a bug in mine.
Oh god!
A few record drivers in this town has done that too in the past. We had a truck overturn right there, getting on 469 off of 69, and had a load of four meat topping, full load of tombstone pizzas in boxes, and the insurance company said the whole thing is junk to the landfill. So. I pulled up there and dropped the box off, and the record guy opened my doors and throws two cases of pizza.
Well, you remember back, when was it? Middle 90s or so, when they started putting born on dates on beer?
Yes, yes.
And if it got to the date, they would throw it out in the dumpster.
Yeah.
And we'd be in there hauling cans into the place, and they're like, hey, you got any beer? Yeah, take all you want. It's getting great. Go in the dumpster.
Yeah.
And they give you 5-6 cases of beer.
Yes. Well, back in the day when I remember when Falstaff was in Fort Wayne. Falstaff. I heard them guys. Falstaff. Yeah, I heard them guys all were hammered for break. You can go get you a beer, sit down and take a break. Get back up.
Well, you're not much of a beer guy, are you, Steve?
No, not anymore.
He used to be.
Beer at all. Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
I like good beer. I don't just throw down Coors Light just to say that I'm a beer drinker.
Well, Coors Light ain't beer either. So.
No, it's not. It's beer for people that don't like beer.
It's but they just, don't it's look a barley like pop is all it is.
I do like a good Coors Gold can every now and then.
Those are no, like, that's different.
Hold on, Dave. Coors Light beer.
And I also like Miller, the original Miller, not Miller Light.
Miller.
Do they still make
Miller Genuine Draft?
That's
Miller Genuine.
They still make it. Yeah,
we used to drink that religiously.
Yeah,
I used to drink Miller's. High Life too. I used to like the High Life,
but
the champagne of beers.
A champagne. Well, Champagne.
When we was kids, we used to drink Pfeiffer's beer because it was $5 a case. We could get a case of.
No, Bill's gonna be right on board as I say this. little King's Cream Ale, the little 8-ounce green bottles, man.
You can sit there.
No, yeah. Little Kings.
Little
King.
Green bottle.
You could drink 20 of them damn things.
Yeah, those were a waste of money.
So, they'd sneak up on you.
So what was the cheap beer your mom and dad drank growing up? My dad's with a Hams guy. He drank Hams.
And Wiedemann's.
Wiedemann's is another one.
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue, yeah.
We talked about Hams before because that was when they had commercials on TV with a bear and a rabbit. It's great. The nature loves to drink beer.
We had the bear riding snowmobiles, and my dad got the stickers and put them on our snowmobiles because they were out of Wisconsin. And
now they can't market the kids no more.
Yeah, I know. What is wrong with
the Hams? Remember that?
It was red, white, and blue until that went out. And then somewhere in the late 80s, early 90s, they switched to Milwaukee's Best.
Milwaukee?
Miss Squawky's Best. Well, Milwaukee's Best. I don't mind Milwaukee's Best.
My dad even went to Busch Beer for a while.
Busch Beer?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Busch Light. But there was a run of generic that was just a white can with black letters.
It said beer.
Remember that when they was going?
Now, mom, dad were not, to my mom's credit, my mom, I swear, was the single cheapest human being I ever met in my life. But they never went quite that low. Well, no. See,
on our beer.
Just you don't. You. Yeah,
oh, no,
I remember
buying vodka and rum. It just said vodka or rum on it.
Well, you can still get it like that from Kroger.
It's like $7 a bottle, and it smells like rubbing alcohol.
But how many times did you buy the girls the old Boone's Farm?
Strawberry?
All girls.
Okay. What about the Purple Passion in the 2-liter bottle?
Yeah.
The Passion.
And puke that stuff up everywhere.
Now we're talking our childhoods.
Well, now Boone's Farm, that was popular for us when I was in the service. Well, because they
everybody changed the name from Mogan David to Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, Mad Dog 2020.
And they, that's
now that was some shit that I cannot believe.
And it was MD was Mogan David Wine is what it was.
Yeah. Is that where that name comes from?
Yeah, Mogan David. Okay. But they call it Mad Dog because it just said MD on it.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Well,
pretty bad when I know the real name of the bus.
They should call it go ahead and gag yourself right now because that stuff will hurt you. That
came back out again at Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm, I can handle Boone's Farm all day.
They got it in the plastic bottles now that's different flavors. Yeah. And they got great. Yeah,
it was always tasty. That was always good tasting.
Okay.
Whatever.
This is just memory for you.
Yeah.
Because they brought it back again, Bartles and James wine coolers.
What do you mean they brought it back again?
And then they had them back out again.
You've never
heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it back in the 80s.
Yeah, I didn't know they ever got rid of it.
First wine cooler ever, Bartles and James wine coolers.
I didn't know
wine coolers. It was the original, the OG of that wine cooler business.
I thought everybody that was drinking the wine coolers went to the Zimas in the 90s. And
well, you know why they called it Zima, don't you? Because there's something in my ass. It was the thing they used to say. It was in the gay bar or something.
You know, and I drank a couple of those in my day.
Okay.
The Zima is not the something in my ass.
Anybody. We're here to defend.
Yes, everybody. Yeah.
So, if your feelings get hurt real easy, you might not want to listen.
Well, what was it? The Smirnoff Triple Black. That was another tasty one.
I like that.
Spiked Smirnoff sugar.
I sat out there on the beach one time, and they come in them little 4-packs, and we sit out there and drink like 8 of those 4-packs, and we go, wow, this is pretty good, you know, sitting there in the sand. Then we got up and tried walking.
I'll tell you what. We did a...
You weren't out in the sun drinking that shit.
Oh, yeah. Right? I was sitting on the beach in Myrtle Beach.
We did a cruise to the Bahamas and went on a thing where it was, I think it might have been $90. And you get to go to another secluded island, all the food you could eat, all the liquor you could drink, and got to go snorkeling and stuff. So we went to snorkeling, went and ate the food. They give you Bahama Mamas, and it's just like pink Kool-Aid and a Dixie cup about that big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet you I drank 75 of them things. Thinking to myself, man, this is bullshit. It's just punch. It ain't doing nothing. Ain't
nothing.
We got right done with the eating and drinking and the snorkeling, got back on the boat. We got back to the hotel, and I don't remember the rest of the day. I passed out.
He's going, would somebody get this ship off of the rough seas and sway and left?
Oh, no, I don't even remember getting back to the car.
Oh, yeah, that is too funny.
Yeah, when you're drinking it, you're like, this is nothing. What the
deal? Yeah, the problem is,
creeps up on you.
We were drinking. Speaking of that, I was with our producer, a week ago and stopped in at Acme Bar and Grill and got me a PB&R. I hadn't had one of them in a while, and it was actually pretty good. Half Blue Ribbon.
It's so sour. I've tried sour. I want to be one that likes it, and it's just
Is it too sour?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like every time like I think maybe it was just me.
Well, don't drink a case of it. I had two.
There's just so much tastier beer out there that you just ain't got to do that.
Do you guys like hoppy beer that's real hoppy?
No. I hate grapefruit flavor. That's what it tastes like is grapefruit hops.
It's terrible. I really don't understand the mindset that enjoys.
Well, I've been places and taste all the IPs. I want to like something like that, and I can't. It tastes
well. Like it's kind of like
good news liquor. Is they've got other stuff that
people like liquor because of how bad it burns, and you know they go more for how nasty it tastes.
If you get good liquor, it don't burn.
Well, I understand that, but most people don't get good liquor. We all drink the crap shit.
You can afford, I know.
But IPAs are generally expensive.
Okay, the ones I'll name off that I've had. I'm sure you've had. One of them was Flat Tire.
Yeah, I've had that.
Sierra Nevada, the granddaddy.
It's okay. There's another one that was Army Ranger or something.
That one ain't ringing a bell, but
no.
That one.
Or just Ranger. I don't know. It had a military skull and crossbones.
I used to go down to the Shrine, and they would have this beer tasting where you get the little cups and you walk around and pay. It's a fundraiser.
I got a story. I guess a story. I
knew there would be coins coming out of here. Okay.
We went to the Grand Wayne Center, and this was my ex and all her friends and their husbands and friends of theirs, and we all bought tickets for a fundraiser for a wine tasting at the Grand Wayne Center. And there's probably 20 of us. And this one dude of my wife, a good buddy of mine, he went. He's single, wasn't with nobody. We're walking all around, and they're only giving you a little bit of time. I mean, we're hammering everyone they got, okay? Well, a little bit later, everybody's just standing around drinking. I figured out what they wanted and paid for a full bottle, and we're standing there drinking. And the guy I'm with is with us. He's like, some guy walks over. He's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And they hit it off talking, and he give him his business card and shit. And guy walks away, and buddy comes up. He says, "Hey, look, that guy gave me his business card." I said, "Oh, you got a date tomorrow? What do you mean?" I said, "That dude's gay." No. He had like four cards. Everybody was hitting on him, every guy in there, and he didn't even know it.
He didn't even know. He must be good looking.
So on the ride home, we rode him all the way home. So, who are you going out with tomorrow? That tall guy looked pretty good. And all the women were giving him hard
time. Don't want to judge. He may have liked one of them or two of them.
We better
break for a commercial. When we come back...
Are we going to take a break for a commercial?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Are they going to have the bridge off the boat when we come back?
When we come back, Baltimore finishes a new bridge overnight. Israel reaches a ceasefire agreement. Trump drops out of the presidential campaign. And
Biden has a heart attack.
PBR wins a 4-star award.
Be back after this, folks.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And that's long enough.
Okay.
The live action.
Didn't even get a chance to drink my coffee. I'm like, oh, I was going to take a pee.
Don't spit it on the camera. Oh, gee whiz. Yeah, well.
Always looking for a flat line. That's all he's looking for. Just a flat line. I'm looking for a
flat line. I don't even know where to put the shit. So anyway, like I was saying,
How did we get on alcohol? We're just filling in. That's right.
Well, we're filling in space, what, man.
I think I got alcohol poisoning that weekend before the match show because
you are too fucking old to be getting alcohol poisoning.
He was pretty hammered.
Did a little drinking and got rid of a whole bottle, a half gallon bottle of Crown. And
why?
Oh drink God! I don't remember drinking that much, but it disappeared.
That's just hurt.
And I felt great the next day.
Yeah.
The other person still sick the whole week. So
you traded in a year off the top of your life span to get to feel it well. Usually the next
adds
day.
It to it because you're pickling yourself. So
yeah, that's true. You are pickled.
Yeah, you're pickled. Like all right.
Speaking of pickles, man, remember some of that food we had down at the mats this year. I definitely enjoyed that little bar we went to. We didn't have to. Even though we're not
good. The service wasn't working. I'll tell you what. I don't know. Well, Bill can attest to this. When our order gets fucked up, excuse my language, it's usually Dave's fault because he's screwing with the waitress.
Mm-hmm. Did your order get messed up? No.
No, I just didn't get half the stuff I was trying to get, and then she didn't listen and ran off, and then, yeah, she was terrible.
Well, God, we ordered enough food to feed 40
people. We did.
I mean, there was a table full of food.
Okay.
You got your tater chip.
Pump the brakes. We screwed up totally.
Yeah, don't.
Podcast, well, we're going to get right into it. We're on the way to this restaurant, and we do a podcast. That's why you're listening. If we see some news, especially trucking news or an accident or something, you think we would be the roving reporter on the scene, especially when we are the first people to drive by. Something like that.
First,
on the way to the restaurant there in Louisville, we are coming up the street and we go underneath this low overpass that says 12-2. And I just say to Dave and Bill and Mike, I said, hey, this route sure is not trucker friendly. And wouldn't you know it? As soon as we got off beneath that bridge, there's a cop behind a semi with the whole top of his roof ripped open. And his whole reefer unit laying in the middle of the road.
And still running. Hey, look at that. We're laughing.
Hey, look at that.
Don't slow down. I'm hungry. Let's go.
And we just kept going. We had a golden opportunity right there.
You know what?
As the show says, three fat truckers. What's on our mind?
Food. Even when the universe hands us a
basket right in our face. Here you go, fellas. We didn't even take a picture.
That's great. Thanks.
Nobody got their phone out.
Nothing.
But Dave's like, well, he did have someone out on Google. It says it's up here on the right.
Yeah. Up here. Not right up here. We go around the block. We're almost there. Block.
Park right there.
Yeah. Keep going.
We'll get a picture on the way then, back. He'll still be there.
And when we left, it was all cleaned up pretty much. We still
didn't take a damn picture.
But yeah. And then later on, I found a video on TikTok that same night. I said, here you go. And I sent it to him. I said, there we go.
Oh, my God. That is.
That was. Like, I mean, that was just.
That video showed that reefer unit laying there and the guy over there trying to shut it off.
It was running, laying on the ground.
With the oil getting into, you know. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if his food was getting cold.
You got to know, we're not going to get another one like that.
The universe will never hand us another one like that. That was just roving reporter. We had our shirts on. We had
your cameras, Dave.
We had gimbal cameras and everything. Of it.
Yeah, drive by. Don't get the cop in there. Come on,
you know what? Oh well. You know
that was some good news. Like Dave's like, it was handed to us right in our lap, and we just kept on going.
We could have talked to the cop and everything.
We could have got the interview from the guy.
Oh, we could
have showed him how to turn the. We could have showed him how to turn the damn trailer off. So the
show. We could have been interviewing the guy. Told him put on his shoes first. All the issues. I went under a bridge and there was nothing. There was no brakes, no nothing.
This isn't the only sign that said turn. We messed up. You do know
that. I am not knowing what these signs saying.
Okay, I'm gonna refresh you. There was another one we screwed up on the previous show at the Expedite Center in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the expo. When on the way to the expo, our buddy Dave got run over by a parking lot coming down the interstate and was state cop. And we got a picture of him with the state cop, but we didn't get it. We should have
got a picture of the semi. Yeah,
we should have had some little more pictures of that. Yeah. And, you know,
that is true.
Was that personally your fault, Dave, or what?
No, he it was actually the state's fault.
Oh,
that's how they wrote it. Dave's fault. Yeah. Let me guess. You're a sovereign citizen, Dave.
I was in my lane.
He was too. Oh,
my tires. And he was too.
Guess what? You can't fit two right there unless you stack them on top of each other.
Hey, it's car hauling. There had to be room.
You just didn't enter it the right direction.
Yeah, if he'd have been 3 feet in front of me, I could have just loaded it on the back.
I blame Biden.
And I get down there to try and help him change his tire. He's almost done. And he's like, I'm like, son of a bitch, don't have a heart attack on the side of the road.
We got a show to do. Yeah. And he walks up to the cop and goes, you realize you're working an accident with a star? And he goes, a star.
And then the cop
presents some royalty.
Yeah.
I have a picture of that. We need to post that picture. I forgot.
Yeah, we ought to post that.
Yeah, I still got it. I'll send it to you.
Okay. I'll put it on a short.
More fun than
on the way to the truck, Joe.
Yeah. Don't run into a parking lot.
The guy plowing snow don't care what we do.
There you go.
Well, we can start winding down, I suppose. You got your.
Wait a minute. I think we got some news from Steve.
Yeah. Do we got some. A little bit.
Not really news, just my two cents.
We'll sit here and look at our website.
Too. Just does not reflect the views or opinions of anybody on the show except myself. Are we ready?
Ready or not?
Just sits back and gets comfortable. He's like,
yeah, let's get comfortable.
Let's hear this crap. Okay, this is my two cents. Well, here we are, another week gone by. We have plenty of tragic news, stupid news, and just plain what the hell are you thinking news. There's a large freighter that veers off course and takes out a bridge on a major thoroughfare and causes tremendous damage. The music industry takes some major hits along with other prominent people guilty by association. The pop music industry crossed over to country with a big name singer, so they thought. And have you ever watched a dog drag his ass across your new carpet and thought, you're one dead pooch?
Fun.
So, with all that being said, let's start off with the ship laying under 300 tons of mangled steel from a bridge it hit in Baltimore. Our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone that is involved and hope they all get home safe. I know there are fatalities, but I don't have all the info on that right now. There's so many theories about what happened, so many experts posting their theories, and it amazes me all the idiots out there that want to misinform the public that should be thrown in jail for their stupidity.
But they're first.
Yeah. If we did that, our prisons would be overflowing even more. Just remember, people, make your own opinion with facts that you found and not the bullshit the media and social media dish out. Now the hot topic. Bill's going to smile. P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Dude. I said it. Can you believe all this shit out there right now on this guy? I mean, if you're going to get your news from TikTok and Facebook, you cannot look in any direction and not hear or see something on this dude. It sounds pretty disgusting, the things coming out in the news and the people in the inner circle and outer ones as well. Like Cat Williams said earlier this year, no one's safe. I can't wait to see who all's tangled in this web of trouble. And finally,
it's growing.
Yeah,
it is. It is, boy. I'll tell you what. And finally, we have all the uproar about Beyonce and her move to country music. Well, it just shows what I know. I didn't even know she had a country song out.
I didn't either. Country album.
You hear all the rumors. She's jealous of Taylor Swift being the big name in music right now. But it's just pop music, too, and so are her country songs. Mm-hmm. My opinion, country's not country anymore, and it went away in the 80s. Okay, if you see a dog drag his ass across your carpet, first you freak out a bit, then you laugh your ass off, then think, who's cleaning that up?
I want to know who bought new carpet.
Someone take the goddamn dog outside. And with that being said, I'll leave you with a joke. Bill's already smiling. Dave.
Here.
What's worse than two women running with scissors?
Two women running with scissors. They're trying to cut somebody out.
Two women scissoring with the runs.
That's messy.
That is messy.
And that's my 2 cents.
That's almost as good as a Brock sticker.
Have a wonderful week.
Yeah.
What do you think, Bill?
Oh, that was pretty good.
I love it. Yeah, good old PD.
You got to hit the topic. And plus, that gives us a little more talk about all this.
You got to ride the wave.
The PD stuff. Oh, my God. There's politicians. They're saying there's royalty and stuff from, you know, the princes and all these people. And that he has videos, you know, like for blackmail purposes. And, I mean...
Well, the problem is, it's just going to be all the officials. Same. It's going to be all the same people that were at Jeffrey Epstein's
island. And you're not going to know nothing about that either. You know, even our buddy Oliver sung about that. You know, tell us about miners, not the miners on the island.
I'm about sick of seeing it on all the crap they're putting out on all the media, social media. I'm like, oh my God, I just skip right on by.
That's what you do.
And then. The stuff for everybody giving their thoughts on that ship and their bridges when there's guys that run those types of ships or install the software for the steering. Everybody has a theory or something they're putting out there. And then the person that owned the shipping company supposedly died 6 days earlier or something.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
And the funny part about it is pilots drive the ships. It ain't even the ship people when they're in port, you know.
So, there's so much, and it's well, you know what it is, Bill. It's the damn China and Russia.
I'm telling you, what have I always told you, Dave? What have I always said?
It's in Russian Chinese people.
Can't have nothing nice.
That's right, because it's Russians and Chinese taking over.
All three of those things was easy to poke fun at this week. And I'm sorry. Yeah. I seen a dog drag his ass across carpet, and I laughed my ass off.
There isn't. I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of dog it is.
Because they need that gland.
Expressed.
It's, yeah.
And they don't have a thumb.
I had a roid. I thought I needed mine done, too. And
well, I seen you like drag your ass across carpet once or twice,
too. You're dragging your ass right across carpet beside a dog. People get pissy.
You ever have a long day of driving, and you've been sitting there farting? On your vinyl seat, and you haven't gotten out of the truck all day long.
Get that moisture is stuck to your backside.
And there ain't a damn thing you can do about it because you don't get a shower until payday.
So no, I always remember they used to say, you know what a Buckeye is, don't you?
Worthless nut.
A Buckeye is when you're driving all day long, you stand up in the seat and pull your pants out of your Buckeye.
That's for all you Ohio people out there like me.
Yeah.
My two favorite teams is Florida State and whoever plays Ohio State. I'll say the same thing about Michigan. I don't care who your team is.
We got some listeners now. Wait a minute here.
I know.
You can't be talking about Ohio State like that right there.
Frozen Food Express, Kansas City.
What the hell are you looking at, Dave?
I'm looking at old truckers.
Bill, what the hell?
Talking with his phone.
I'm sitting here looking at old truckers. I'm posting stuff on the website.
Look at that cookie.
Yeah,
you got Steve. All I can do is I got food in his face.
I got
diabetes. Steaks.
I got cube steaks back here cooking. The house smells wonderful right now. I'm making food for next week. So
making some smash burgers tomorrow.
Are you
gonna watch the ball game?
I'm gonna go to work tomorrow. So
really, you watching that girl? What that girl from Iowa? Now look, I'm not a sports guy.
See, they that played
girl in Iowa.
It don't matter where anybody in her face she throws it up, it's in, dude. It's freaking amazing.
There are some evil forces afoot.
She's another Larry Bird. It doesn't matter where she's in the locker room.
It goes in.
She's throwing 30 footers, not right at the line. She's 6-7 foot behind that line.
And everybody's going, well, the coach goes, she's the best passer because they double and triple team her. So she just passes it to the other people. There ain't nobody standing by. It's like she's no fool.
And there's two other girls on that team that are just stroking the threes all day long.
Yeah. So go ahead and double team her.
I thought they was going to lose it, and they were just swish, 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 one after another.
You know, every once in a while, you get a ringer like that, you know, and it's fun to watch them. I mean, like I said, I'm not a big sports fan, but I do enjoy something like that.
You know, Bill's like, touchdown. I mean,
Bill, I do enjoy the sports ball, you know.
I'm sitting here looking at this 1912 truck flatbed haul a house that they're moving a barn, and I'm sitting there with a chain around it, and I'm going, I don't believe BOT would.
That is nothing, Dave. I watched 200 Amish pick a barn up and move it. You seen that?
I'll share this. No, I haven't seen
that. A lot of Amish.
It is.
I did see a post this week where it said a new car for sale, and because of the gas prices and the line of people looking at Amish buggies.
Yep. Or it said there's a car show. It says due to gas prices, new car show. There's no buggies all lined up. Yeah.
Well, here's a whole load of caskets on an old truck.
Ooh, that got dark quick.
One, two, three. They're five high and one, two, three.
What's four, the cars five. All stood up on end?
I don't know. It was just a little over heights. I'm just going through old trucking. And I thought, well, let's post some of this stuff.
Right there is
that trip. Monument it's out
tall
west.
Shifter Club, though.
Tall Shifter Club?
That's God. My dash right there I had.
You know what? Right into the show, folks. Tell me what it is about that that's
it got looks cool, people. Bill.
It's no, cool. It doesn't. It's got to be something else because it doesn't look cool.
If it's not rubbing the ceiling, that ain't shifting.
Okay, see, but Bill, explain to me why. I need somebody to tell me why that's cool.
This guy's hauling a bunch of deadbeats.
What's that?
Go to the next picture on that same page. On our
that's Facebook. Right. Don't share the screen. Don't show the world what you're talking about.
That means I'd have to come back to this computer. I'm on the other computer.
That's why you need your damn studio set up.
Well, I'm getting my bathroom done right now. When my bathroom's done, we'll work
on it. It's always something else, isn't it?
Yes.
You need to get where you can sit on the throne and use your computer, dude. He said,
done at the same time.
Hey, what do you do? What do you think of that?
My buddy's got a bathroom where I've stayed at his house in his basement. He's got a TV behind the mirror so you can stand there.
I've seen TVs right up above. Yeah, the mirror where you can sit, you can see it in the shower, or you can see it on the stool.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
that way you don't miss the game, Bill. But you're not.
Yeah, he has a good Super Bowl party because he says, "Hey, you can go to the bathroom, don't miss
nothing, shit, and still watch the game."
There's a disturbing number of people in this world that put TVs in their bathrooms, and I don't see a problem with it. We better wrap it up. Give us
already. That was kind of fast. I don't want to go. Come on.
Yeah, it's an hour. Yeah. Well, you know what, though? We'll be back in 2 weeks. You can count on us.
All right. my gosh.
We do want to thank everybody at the truck show, though. All the love and everybody we got
even
to talk
the people
to,
that said they were going to come and didn't. Thanks to you, too, you know.
Don't talk about our friends that way.
All of our friends that said,
And the ones I tried to get around the buildings and try and say hi to, you know, people we know and stuff. And I did not make it over to Clean Fire, over to see Thomas. And
I think next year
we're going to do things a little differently next year.
It was a long ride to get over to the other side of the building.
Yeah, we're going to do things a little different next year, guys.
Yeah,
we're
going to schedule on interviews. Yeah,
we're going to split our days up so we have time.
Well, it's not that we're not going to do no interviews.
Yeah, but maybe just like noon and then afternoon we'll
run around. We're just not going
to
spend.
We got to get out, move around, and talk to people that we want to talk to too, and interview them. That's what we got to do. Yep. So
because we did 34 interviews.
Is that how many?
34 interviews.
I still love that. I still love the interview with the guy there with the record services there in Louisville. Yeah. That was still one of my better interviews. Love that one. So that and Bonehead Trucker was funny. Man, he just makes you laugh just from what people send in and he gets to post. So and
right
we could have done that too if we were not too worried about our bellies.
Yeah. I ain't gonna go away though. Let us know what you think, folks. show@3ftpodcast.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, I've been Bill.
And Dave here with you guys.
And hold on, shout out to the Homestead High School kids that are supposed to be watching. Have a good week.
Ooh, local team.